Hello, this is Pastor Gary from First Baptist Church of La Plata. Things are finally returning to normal. How do I know? Mom, Dad, and I ate at the Golden Corral Buffet in Waldorf yesterday. As expected, the setting was a little different as we wore masks and gloves at the buffet, but the overall experience was pretty normal. Debbie usually avoids buffets, as she did yesterday. She has seen too much in the past, like the kid eating whipped cream directly from the container while standing at the buffet, or adults licking their fingers before picking up the next buffet spoon, which, by the way, wearing gloves does nothing to help mitigate. Buffets don't require overeating, but they certainly don't discourage it either. Is overeating a sin? The Bible does address gluttony, but biblical gluttony is not an occasional overindulgence. It's a regular one. Gluttony is also part of a lifestyle of excess, which includes overeating, drinking adult beverages, and exhibiting an overall lack of self-control. Though it was a false accusation, Jesus himself was accused of being a glutton in Luke 7:34, where Jesus says, quote, "The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners." Eating too much too often is not only sinful, it'll make you sick. As Proverbs 25:16 states, "Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for thee, lest thou be filled therewith and vomit it." I can personally testify to the literal truth of this verse from eating two complete and separate Thanksgiving dinners one year. The meals were delicious, but the results were disgusting. Treat yourself occasionally. Eat a little more than usual from time to time. Just don't make a habit of it.